cooked crispy on the outside, pink on the inside, with a mint sauce that's quite nice. And also tonight, we're proud to offer the One-Eyed Viper. Well, she nearly spit her water out all over the table. He'd never heard about it before. He said, the One-Eyed Viper? I said, yeah. It's an acquired taste. Served on a bed of lettuce. Is served with salt and cheese. He said, it doesn't sound very good. How's it cooked? I said, it ain't cooked. It's eaten raw. You eat it raw. He's like, oh, that sounds horrible. Raw food with salt and cheese on a bed of lettuce? How unappealing. I'll have the trout almondine, he said, and a glass of Chardonnay. I said, all right. What about you, ma'am? She smiled. Said, I'll have the One-Eyed Viper. And we just stood and looked at each other. She challenging me. My brain working a million miles an hour to see how I was going to pull that one off. There at the table, in front of her boyfriend. I said, as you wish. And I turned, I ran into the kitchen. I had to find the right pan. I want a pan, I want a tray. That's it. A silver tray. All right. People were running around me. What are you looking for? I said, get out of my way. Get out of my way. I found a silver tray and I got some lettuce, some onion strands, some parsley, a lot of garnish, sliced carrots. And I held the tray at waist height. And I undid the hydraulics and put them there on the table. Then I covered the fuselage with bits of lettuce and parsley. I even put a few cucumbers around that puppy. Looked so good, if I could have reached, I'd have ate the damn thing. And then I walked out there, still holding the tray at waist level. Through the restaurant I walked, her eyes open wide. She saw me approach. Nostrils flared. Spouting, tray at waist height. Ooh. I said, sir, I hope you'll forgive us bringing the food at different times, but the Viper is always served first. She said, my God. He said, let me see that. It looks vaguely familiar. I said, no sense. Just intended for the person who's going to eat it. So I stood in front of her as she moved aside a bit of lettuce and began. Her boyfriend watched, scratching his head as the tray began to tremble. He looked up at me and said, hey, are you all right, waiter? Beads of sweat started pouring down my brow and sideburns. Busy watching me. He wasn't really watching her. Thank God for it, too, because there was a little bit of a speckling. She grabbed her napkin and immediately dabbed the area around lips and chin. As the Viper slowly receded under the lettuce and disappeared. She was like, that was good. Yeah, she dabbed again at her chin. I said, a word of warning. I wouldn't put that napkin back in your lap for about 15 minutes.